That's how you do it, Alvy. Hey, tremendous Thursday morning to you. Welcome to the program. My name is Jim Rome. Now, when you get that deck of yeah on Thursday, that can mean just one thing, right? It's Friday. No, it's not, Rome. It's Thursday. Not for me, it's not. Nah, just kidding. Alvy did that. I will be in tomorrow. Nice to be with you today. Lots of show for you. Some really good topics. Great takes. Good interviews. It's going to be a good day. I'm feeling it. Let's get it. We're broadcasting live from the Quicken Loan Studios. Apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently. Welcome to the jungle. If you know what you want to talk about, I would suggest you dial me up right now. First interview is coming up in about 35 minutes. Chargers, Rams, the battle for L.A., the fight for L.A., whatever you want to call it, it's going down Sunday at the Coliseum. In fact, I will be at the Coliseum for my first hit of the NFL on CBS season, so we're all about that. Here in SoCal, the fight for this town. Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen joins us at 40 past hour number one. Meantime, you should hit me up on the phones. 1-800-636-8686. Good Thursday night matchup. Yes, I said it. A good Thursday night matchup. Browns-Jets. I'm going to start there in a minute. In the meantime, also follow me on Twitter and email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Keenan Allen, second hour is wide open. Deshaun Gibson, Jacksonville Jaguars safety, joins us in the third hour. David Shaw, the head football coach at Stanford, also will be a guest in hour number three. If you're looking for a pick for tonight's game, run down my man Trevor Price on RPO Ep2. That's our podcast, our NFL podcast, which drops every single Monday. If you want his pick against the spread, look for that, Ep2. All right, so the show sets up like that. You know where to find me. Start dialing. You've got to get through Adam Hawk, the EP, to get on the air, to get to me, 1-800-636-8686. All right, Thursday Night Football, Browns and Jets, Cleveland. Let me just come right out and say it. Let me come right out and just say this. Now or never. Hell, there has never been a more now or never scenario than the one facing Cleveland right now. Tonight is the night, C-Town. Let me repeat that for you. Tonight is the night. No more ties. No more shanked PATs. No more moral victories. After 635 days, 19 regular season games, I am just going to come right out and I'll say it. You better win. You better win. Tonight is the night. The Browns are 3-point favorites tonight. If that's a sentence that you do not remember hearing, it's because it's a sentence I don't ever remember saying. Vegas has never favored a Browns team under Hugh Jackson. Vegas has not picked a Browns team to win since 2015. And while I do have a lot of respect for what Todd Bowles is building in New York and the franchise quarterback that I think that Sam Darnold is going to become, Believeland, it's freaking time. Now or never. If not tonight, when? Hey, look, I don't want to focus on the negative, because if you do, you can start to see the way this thing plays out. A loss means a trip to the black hole to play the only dude maybe even more desperate for a win than Hugh. Chunky Gruden. And then after that, check out that schedule. It's going to take a crowbar to bust open one of those fridges that are filled with victory swill. Look at that schedule. Ravens, Chargers, Fitzmagic, Steelers, Mahomes, Matty Ice. The Bengals look good. The Texans are going to get right. I mean, I would tell you that Carolina and Denver are right after that, but holy crap, I'm into December already. And you can hear the Browns lady gassing out and screaming, oh my God, this is not happening again. Oh my God, this is not happening again. Hey, look, I'm not saying this to apply even more pressure. I'm just laying down the facts. Look at that schedule. Look at the challenge in front of you tonight. Handle your business. Cleveland, this is something else that I almost never say. You are the better football team. You are the better team. Go and prove it. Because the Browns cannot brown. Not tonight, not at home, not against the Jets, not against the quarterback that you could have had. Now or never. It is time, Cleveland. It is time to dilly-dilly. to bust the slump of all slumps. It is time for the Dog Pound to do something that it has not done in 635 days. Wake up with a victory hangover. Because if you don't do it right now, I'm not sure it's ever going to happen. If not now, Cleveland, then when? If not now, then when?
Cleveland?
C-Town, how are you feeling about this? Is tonight the night? It better be. It has to be. It should be. You have the better football team. 1-800-636-8686. It better happen tonight. All right, in addition to that, I could have started with the Raiders because John Gruden is still doing John Gruden things. John Gruden is still saying John Gruden things. John Gruden is now saying things like, man, it's awfully hard to get a pass rusher. They're really hard to find. And the only thing more absurd than John Gruden having one of the best pass rushers and then trading him away and then talking about how hard it is to find them is him sharing his reasons for why they're so hard to find, namely the college game. Hey, Chunk, the college game did not trade Khalil Mack. You traded Khalil Mack. Man, somebody ought to rip this shovel out of his hands because all this guy is doing is digging more and more and more. So Gruden again, I'll get to that. Also, is there anything better than the NBA offseason? The only thing better than the NBA offseason is NBA social media. It's a sport unto itself. I've never seen anything like it. There isn't any other sport that comes anywhere near social media like the NBA, like pro basketball. It is incredible. Absolutely amazing. I'm talking about Andrew Wiggins, Jimmy Butler, and most of all, I'm talking about Steven Jackson. Why would anybody ever mess with Steven Jackson? Who would do that? Well, besides Wiggins and his brother. I've got that story for you, too. That is wild. Absolutely wild story. Other things that I want to get to today. You probably saw me tweet about this yesterday. Space Jam 2. We've all been waiting. We all knew it was coming. It's now official. Space Jam 2, the sequel, it's going to drop. And the entire town is buzzing about this. Everybody in this town who's got anything to do with the industry wants to be in that movie. Understandably so. It's Space Jam. Except not all of y'all were in the first movie. But I was. So I hate to be this guy, but sometimes you have to go out and chase. Sometimes you have to try and claim something that you want as your own. I want that role. I deserve that role. I earn that role. Give me the role. I want to be in the sequel. And that's the Batman theme. So that means that Keith Arnold must be in the studio. Dan in Denver. But this guy's had like some kind of resurgence, reemergence in the jungle. At Dan in Denver tweets, we are getting 3 points. Can we exchange the points for attractive women? Regards, Cleveland. I've been to Cleveland. There are attractive women. There are attractive men. There are attractive children. There are attractive animals. It's really not that different, Dan, than Denver, honestly, in the way people look. Believe it or not, Dan. And my 2 cents worth tweets, I would have given better odds 6 months ago on Ira having a home than me wanting to watch tonight's Jets-Browns game. And my man, your loss, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. Why would you not want to watch that? The Browns are favored. The Browns are not only favored, they're favored by 3. And they're going up against a Jets team that's rejuvenated. It's got a potential future quarterback that the Browns could have had. And there are a lot of good storylines in this. Your loss, bro. Don't watch it. God, I love that Batman theme. The only theme better than the Batman theme is the Munsters theme. I miss that. God, I love that song. I miss the NBA. We need the OKC Thunder to get back. Romy Rome, hindsight is 50-50. Three's company, two is a crowd. 6 of 1, half gallon of the other. The first time is the charm. Killing one bird with 2 stones. There's more than one way to feed a cat. 0-2 is the new 0-1-1. Sincerely, JG.
Hindsight, 50-50.
Hindsight is 50-50, Chunk, isn't it? And Den Lusks, back in his customary first segment spot. He tweets, I'm surprised Keith Arnold is wearing a shirt today. Hashtag National Pepperoni Pizza Day. All right, then. Now I know what you want to talk about. Something else I want to get to. The Dodgers, back where they always are, on top in the NL West. They may have won it last night. Jordan Matthews may have come up with the quote of the year. I'll try and find a way to get to that story as well. 1-800-636-8686. Listen, next segment is open. I'm going to get out of the first segment relatively early. Take advantage of this. Get in right now. Keenan Allen coming up later on in hour number one. If you're wondering about a topic that I didn't get to that you want to bring up, do it. Don't wait on me. Be proactive. Own this space. Do not wait on me. Clones, I do love this job. I get to talk sports every single day. They pay me to do it. And then on some days, you even show up and rise up and surprise me with quality contributions. Except the fact of the matter is, I cannot rely on that. I learned that early in my career. So I prep. And part of my prep is getting a good night of sleep. Nobody in my house snores. That's key. I don't. My wife doesn't. My two boys don't. We have a snore-free home. Quality sleep is critical to my success and to the quality of this product. Snoring ain't sleeping. If you or anybody you know does snore, get them a Zypa. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. Go to ZYPPAH.com. If you need help remembering that, it's Happy Z spelled backwards. I wake up every single morning. I feel great because I sleep great every single night. And the reason I sleep great every single night is because nobody in my house snores. Snoring is not sleeping. If you want great sleep, get a Zypa. Go to ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know have Happy Z's. Put an end to the snoring. Get a great night of sleep with Zypa. ZYPPAH.com. This dude's on it. At Brian C. 60 tweets, LeBron James, a headband. Get this guy a toupee.
Baseball bat. Get this guy a tennis racket.
Signed Rome's lines in Space Jam 2. I'll probably have to do better than that. But then again, I'm not sure I can do better than that. All right, I've got thoughts on that a little bit later on. But again, I've mentioned this. When I did that spot, when I did that cameo for Space Jam back in the day, remember, they had built a full court basketball setup for Michael Jordan. So when he was on that set doing the movie, he could kind of break off and he brought guys in and they'd get their runs in. He was still working out. And I remember doing that. They're like, hey, man, just do your thing. Like, they gave me some lines. That tennis racket line, I think, was part of the script. And I just did a bunch of different things. And I ad-libbed and I improvised. And they went with what they went with. And it was great. Understand that was then and this is now. And that back then, that was considered decent smack. Not my best smack. But again, they made that choice. But for the sequel, I'm going to have to do a little bit better. And this guy's got me started. LeBron James, a headband. Get this guy a toupee.
Baseball bat. Get this guy a tennis racket.
But I can remember doing that and looking around like, where's Mike? Mike probably won't think it's very funny. Because the things that I'm saying about him in the movie were the things I was saying about him on air anyway. Like, do you think LeBron's going to think that's funny if I'm saying things like, LeBron James, a headband. Get this guy a toupee. See, the thing is, like, LeBron... I want to say if LeBron was smart, but LeBron is smart. LeBron's really smart. LeBron is very, very shrewd. LeBron knows. He knows exactly what he's doing. So if he knows exactly what he's doing, he will put me in the sequel. But at the same time, LeBron's got the hammer. I don't want to get on the wrong side of LeBron. Now, that said also, I'm not crawling over there for that spot. I can help you. Let me help you. People think of that movie, and what do they think of? They think of Jim Rome. We know this. Michael Jordan came on this show, and we talked about it back in the day. So, LeBron, it's going to be a really good synergy between you and I. Let me help you, LeBron. I can. I will. I want to. Just make sure I get the opportunity. Phil in Dallas. is responding to me saying, give me the role. Give me the role. I want that role. I want that role.
Give me the role.
I deserve that role. I deserve that role.
I earn that role.
Give me the role.
I want that role.
I want that role.
Give me the role.
I deserve that role.
I earn that role.
I earn that role.
I deserve that role.
That's my role.
I want that role.
I think I've been pretty clear about this. And apparently some of you have picked up on how badly I want that role. Phil in Dallas tweets, I really want that role too. Regards, John Fooden.
I deserve that role.
War Gruden and Urban continuing their foot-in-mouth tennis match. At Mac in Atlanta. Tweets, I really want a role too. Hopefully a baker's dozen at minimum. Sincerely, Ben Fatfleck.
I deserve that role.
We're not here to call people fat.
I earn that role.
Alvin, you're not helping him with that fat alarm. Okay, Alvin. That's enough, Alvin. A fat alarm. And when does that go off, Alvin? When somebody's gained a pound or two? When somebody you've deemed chunky? I'm not talking about the roll, the bread roll. This isn't an Olive Garden. I'm talking about my role in Space Jam 2.
Give me the roll.
Roll. R-O-L-E.
I deserve
not
that
role. R-O-L-L. I'm not talking about bread. I mean, sure, I like bread.
I want
sure,
that role.
We should need bread. But we're not talking about bread. I'm talking about an acting role, a cameo, a spot in the movie. Why do you got to twist everything up? Why do you got to try and put food in my mouth?
I deserve that role.
I'm not talking about bread. Rome, the freaking Browns are favored? Two words, Jets, money line. Two words, Jets, money line. Ward Darnold rubbing the Browns' nose in it. Matt in Vancouver. I don't know now. I'm telling you, now or never. If not now, then when? You have to win tonight, Cleveland. You have to win tonight. Look at the schedule. Why do you have to win tonight? Because you're the better team. That's why you're supposed to win tonight. That's why you have to win tonight. Because you haven't won in 635 days. Rome, if you think the Browns should be favored, I have the perfect game for you. Signed, the guy in the Vegas Strip who sets out three cards and tells you to find the red one. Steven PHX. No, I do think they should be favored. Listen, this is completely objective. How do they set lines in Vegas? They set lines based on how much money they expect to go to either side. That's how they do that. They don't do that like, you know what? I think it's time for the Browns to win. Let's make them three-point favorites. We're not playing the shell game, and we're not talking about bread. We're not talking about pick the red card. Come on, man. Stop messing my show up. C-Town, I'm asking you point blank. Are you going to get it done tonight? Is your team going to handle its business tonight? Are you the better team on paper? Are you going to get it done? Or are the Browns going to brown the way they always do? They better not. They better not. Tonight's the night. Let's go to Cleveland. Greg. Hey, Greg, you're first up. Good to have you. How are you?
Doing well, Jim. Few time, long time, and I want to be the first to call the shot here on the Browns game tonight. We're going to win, so book it right now. But it's not because of this normal sports expert saying that we are, or we're the better team, or we're going to have a better game plan than anybody. No. Take all of that, ball it up, and throw it in Lake Erie, because here's what's going to happen. Since 99, Jim, up until this terrible game that we played last weekend, we figured out a way to use all of the ways to lose up. So we're going to win tonight in spite of ourselves. We'll try to piss away that game tonight, but it'll blow back in our faces, and we will win. So at 12:25 Eastern Standard Time in downtown Cleveland, Ohio, replay this when we win tomorrow, and to double down, take it to the house. The roof is on fire. We're going to win. I think what I'm supposed to say is thank you, and I'm out. Good night now.
All right, my man, Greg in C-Town. That's what I'm looking for. A Browns fan who's going to call his shot and then back it up. And I think what he's saying is we're going to win because We have found every conceivable way to lose and used all of them up. There's nothing left but to win. Right. And I think you do have the better team. And you're at home. And you're under the lights. I'm in C-Town. You're not getting very many opportunities like this. It's all right there for you. And it's a Thursday night game. Everybody is looking at you. The entire nation is looking at you. Every other guy in the NFL is going to be looking at you. Big stage, bright lights, better team top to bottom. And you better get the Jets right now because they're going to get better. And again, I'm looking at your schedule. I'm not seeing very many winnable games there. Not in the near too distant future. Now or never. If not now, then when? And you're favored by 3? Hey, Rome, a butter knife? Get this guy a butcher's sword. That steak needs cutting. Signed, LeBron. Aaron in Omaha.
Get this guy a tennis racket.
Here's the problem. If you all keep coming in here and resetting all these old, tired, stale, no longer relevant and appropriate takes about LeBron. I know LeBron. Not like I know him personally, but I know LeBron. LeBron is busy. LeBron is taking care of business. LeBron is on his grind. Somebody's going to run it back to him. Hey, man, Rome is killing you, and I'm not. You all are killing him. I'm just being straight, as always. And I'm not changing my tune. I'm not saying anything about LeBron right now that I haven't been saying the last couple of years. You know, my narrative about LeBron now is very different than what I had to say about LeBron when he bounced from Cleveland, when he went to Miami, when he took his talents to South Beach, because he's a really different guy. We all evolve. I've got profound respect for LeBron and what he's accomplished on the floor, off the floor, and in business. And honestly, I'd like to be in that movie. You know, it's kind of like what we said about the National Radio Hall of Fame. I want to be in the Hall of Fame. I'm not going to sit here and beg for it, but it would be nice. Same thing with Space Jam. I would like to be in Space Jam too, but I'll take you one step further. It would be good for them to have me in Space Jam too. Honestly, I'm an OG. I was in the original. I know. I've been there. I was there when that went down. So I know what it's like. You want somebody who has seen the things that I've seen. You want somebody who's done the things that I've done. I was in the original. I should be in the sequel, and I can help you. Let me help you. However, you clones are not helping by killing the guy who's got a lot to say and who gets in and who's not. And I was talking to my agent yesterday, and he laughed. He's like, dude, everybody in this town wants to be in that movie. Everybody's calling their agent right now trying to get in that movie. I said, I get it. I understand why you'd want to be in that movie. However, all these people, all these A-listers, these big stars that want to be in that movie, they cannot do for that movie what I can do for that movie. And I was in the original movie, and they were not. Trust me. Dear Jim, no, no, no. No, Romy, give me the role. Signed, Matt Patricia. I deserve that role. Pat in Scranton. Hey, Pat, in Scranton, is that qualifier pass is funny? Because it doesn't here in California. Listen, this is not a green light for you to find every guy that you think is fat and slam them into some stupid email. Give me the role. The role in Space Jam.
Give me the role.
Not the pretzel role. Not the sourdough role.
I earned that
role. Not any kind of role.
I want that role.
A movie role. Not a bread role. Hey, Jim, did you see Heavy Chase absolutely bury the modern SNL cast? Kind of harsh. Yours, KB, body bagging the XR4T eyesores. Brett and Bugahaw, War 45 being the bad guy in Space Jam 2. You know, that fat dude who treated his underlings like crap and was always smoking cigars. Pot of sour, still not good enough. All right, quick timeout. When we return, we talk about the fight for L.A., the battle for L.A., whatever you want to call it. Chargers-Rams, Sunday at the Coliseum. Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen joins me. In sports, there are a couple of smart moves, and then there are some not-so-smart moves, like getting to practice on time, smart, parking in the coach's spot, not smart. The same is true when you're hiring. There are smart ways and not so smart ways to get things done. You know, like job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resumes. Not smart. But posting a job on ZipRecruiter and letting them find the right candidates for you, that's brilliant. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes. It identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and then actively invites them to apply. So this way you get qualified candidates fast, which is why it is rated number one by employers in the U.S. based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with at least 1,000 reviews. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. Try it for free. ZipRecruiter.com/ROME. If you're looking for a smart way to find the right talent for your team, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Rome. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Bottom of the hour. I've got a sports update for you. Of course, here it is. Andrew.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues this Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore, Oakland meets Miami, Buffalo heads to Minnesota, Cincinnati collides with Carolina, Tennessee takes on Jacksonville. And here in Los Angeles, the Chargers clash with the Rams. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. And I will be doing my hit, my first hit of the season for the NFL on CBS. And I will be doing it from the Coliseum because you've got the battle for L.A., the fight for L.A., Chargers, Rams. In the meantime, we are efforting Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen. He will be joining me momentarily. 1-800-636-8686. I'm hammering that phone number because I want you to use it because it's toll free. Get in here. Second hour special is wide open. Third hour's got two interviews. Best time to call is right now. Phone lines are open. More on the Raiders. John Gruden still talking about Khalil Mack. Should not be. Wouldn't need to be. But he is. Keeps coming up. All right, more on that. But first, we are joined right now by a wide receiver for the L.A. Chargers, a Pro Bowler. 6 receptions for 67 yards in Sunday's win over Buffalo. 102 receptions, nearly 1,400 receiving yards, and 6 TDs last season. The 2017 Comeback Player of the Year. He was taken number 76 overall in 2013 out of Cal. And again, the battle for L.A., Sunday here on CBS, Chargers and Rams. We're joined by Keenan Allen. Keenan, great to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. Keenan, good to talk to you. I want to talk to you about Sunday, of course, but let me get your final thoughts or first a look back on that win over Buffalo. You go on the road. You get up 28-3 in the second quarter. You dominate that game. How pleased were you with that win?
It was great. I thought we came out and played a great game. Just in the game and a great job with each other.
We're talking to Keenan Allen. You know, at halftime of that game, Buffalo Bills defensive back Vontae Davis retired. He left the stadium. Did you notice that he was not out there in the second half? And then what was your reaction when you heard that he retired mid-game?
I was surprised. I never heard anything like that. We just kept going. So. I'm not worried about it.
Right. When you went out there, did you see that he was not there, though?
Not really. Because he wasn't really on my side. So.
We're talking to Keenan Allen. Keenan, last season got off to kind of a tough start. And then as a team, you turn it around in a really big way. So how focused are you and the team on making sure that you get out quickly and get off to a good start this year?
It's big. Just to start fast, get them wins early, and just not be worried about other teams having to lose and stuff like that at the race, at the end of the season. So it's big.
So when you look at the weapons that you have on offense, when you look at the talent that you have on defense, how good can this team be? What's its upside?
I think sky's the limit, man. We can go as far as we want to, as far as we can take it. Definitely. So we just got to put it on tape and just go out there and execute.
Chargers wide receiver Keenan Allen, my guest. Now, of course, last season you made that return from an ACL injury, but as I mentioned, you were the comeback player of the year. You didn't just come back from that injury, but you came back and you dominated, becoming the first player in league history to record three straight games of at least 10 receptions and 100 receiving yards and a touchdown. So when you look back at last season, was that the plan? Not just to come back and be what you were before the injury, but to be even better?
Yeah, most definitely. I always want to get better every year, no matter what the circumstances is. And, you know, I just want to, you know, keep doing what I can for my team.
Keenan Allen, my guest, when you look at what you bring to it, your route running is really impressive. And it might not be something that the average fan truly appreciates, but how much of that route running is just natural pure ability that somebody's born with, and how much of that is a skill that you can develop with hours and hours of work?
I think both. You know, I'm definitely blessed. God gave me a lot of talent, but I'm definitely putting in a lot of work too. Techniques and things like that, breakpoints, learning how to just use leverage, you know, just win man-on-man coverage. So I think both.
All right, so when you have all those things working in your advantage, when you go out there and you get that man-on-man coverage, how much confidence do you have that no matter what happens, no matter what the defense throws at you, you're going to find a way to win that play?
I have the same confidence. Anytime we call a pass play, I feel like I can get open, no matter what the case is, no matter what the route is. So,
Keenan Allen's my guest. Hey, listen, you can put all the time in, do all the work, and become a great, great route runner, but a lot of it's going to also depend on who's the guy slinging the football to you. How would you describe the chemistry you have right now with Philip Rivers?
Yeah, most definitely, man. Phil's great. Great leader, great guy on the field, and he puts us in all the right positions to be successful on the field, and you know, he throws it around very accurately. So anytime you got a quarterback like that, you're in a good position.
You know, one thing that I always like talking about when I talk to wide receivers is the matchups that get them the most hyped up, get them the most excited. Who are the DBs, a couple of the DBs that you really like facing, guys that you know are going to provide a great challenge for you and that you've got to be at your best?
Definitely these two this week, Talib and Peters. They were in the conference, just on different teams. Now we got them in the same week. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I'm excited.
Keenan, I understand that this is the next game on the schedule and they're all big, but it's interesting in the sense that both the Rams and Chargers are still relatively new to Los Angeles and you're both battling to be the best team in the city. So does it feel like maybe there's even a little more riding on this one than just the next game or just a regular season matchup?
A little bit, but, you know, we're just taking it as the next game. They're another team on the schedule, so we got to get the win either way.
All right, so before I let you go, you got a lot of work to do on the field, but then you get your whole life off the field. And as an example, last month your fiance came to the facility after a joint practice with the Saints, and the two of you did a gender reveal for your impending arrival. What was the experience like, and then what was going through your mind before the reveal?
Yeah, man, it was fun. I already have two girls, so I was a little nervous. Didn't want another girl. Well, it wouldn't matter, but was definitely hoping for the boy, and that's what came out, so definitely excited about it.
So I was going to say, how are you feeling about the arrival of a son in a few months? How does that feel?
It's great, man. I'm excited about it. Great to be here.
Chargers at Rams on Sunday, 4:05 p.m. Eastern. That is a CBS game. Chargers wide receiver and a Pro Bowler, Keenan Allen, my guest. Keenan, great to have you back. Thanks so much. Good luck Sunday.
All right, thanks, Rob.
You got it. Keenan Allen. So, again, he comes back from the injury, and as I mentioned, didn't just come back, but came back and dominated. Comeback player of the year and had an amazing year. And the thought being that you come back and you come back to be what you were or even better than what you were, and he might be. He said so. That was the plan. Who do you like here in this town? All right, SoCal, Charger fan, I know you're still bent. I know it's going to be a long time before you're not bent. I wonder, if you're a Charger fan, and especially if you're listening on 97.3 The Fan in San Diego, if San Diego, yeah, I mean, they're bent. And understandably so. I know why San Diego Charger fan is bent. I know why they're upset. I'd be upset too. But let me ask you this. The players, again, had nothing to do with the decision. They're going where they're told. They got to earn their paycheck. They have to do their job. They weren't the ones pushing for the move. You know, what if they show up, they show out, and they take it to the Rams? How's that going to make you feel? Are you going to feel good about that? Are you going to start to, I mean, over time, is this thing going to swing back? Are you going to understand what went down? If they're a team that makes a Super Bowl run, if they're a team that wins the AFC West, I mean, is that something that you can get beyond? Or are you just going to be pissed? is it going to make you more angry? In a sense, I'm trying to touch base with San Diego Charger fan, and especially if you're listening on 97.3 The Fan in San Diego. Where do you come out on this? Like, I like this matchup a lot. Some people around here are trying to say it's not that big of a deal. It's not a thing. It's not a thing. They're not the ones fighting for this town. It's not going to be either a Ram or a Charger town. It's a Laker town. It's a Dodger town. It's anything but a Ram or a Charger town. Let me tell you something, and we'll get into this weekend when I go out there. If either one of these teams make a run, and either one of these teams can make a run, there's going to be a buzz to it. They'll have a say. I grew up in this town, all right? They go with the winner. This town is about winning. This town is about stars. This town is about big events, the big show, the big party. There's no bigger event or bigger show or bigger party than winning the Super Bowl. And the Rams have the look of a team that can win the Super Bowl. If San Diego, check that, if the Chargers, San Diego, if the Chargers beat the Rams, and they can, they're busted up, they're beat up, Joey Bosa's not going either, but if they win, if they beat the Rams, then some of that buzz comes back to them. So yeah, it's a thing. It may not be the biggest thing in the world, but it's a thing. I love this matchup. I think it's one of the best matchups of the NFL weekend, and it's definitely a thing here in this town, whether you like it or not. At Turning Utah Blue tweets, thanks for the memories, bro. And this guy's great. This guy got in before I even asked the question. Thanks for the memories, bro, but the Chargers are dead to me since abandoning their city. I just donated my Seau and Weddle Chargers jerseys to charity. Go Rams. I hope it's an embarrassing blowout. Well, that answers that question. I just said, if you're in San Diego and you're a Charger fan, is time starting to heal that wound? Do you feel any better about it? And if they beat the Rams, is that something you would celebrate? This guy just said, hell no. They're dead to me. This guy's rooting for the Rams to beat them down. Donated his jerseys. And can I say that? Good for you. I'm glad you donated them instead of burning them. Yeah, I know it. Donating them doesn't get you quite the YouTube run that lighting them on fire would have gotten you. But that guy answered the question. No, we're not getting over it. We're not getting over it anytime soon. In fact, they're dead to me, and I hope the Rams win. And I hope the Rams beat them down. Go Rams. This guy's bumping Ram It in his car all day long. At Mike in Buffalo, gender reveal? I had a bender reveal. Signed, Sark.
Get ready to right on, baby. Let's go!
I'll tell you what, you clones, you don't let anything go, do you? I mean, you're going to keep throwing that in that guy's face for the rest of his life? One soundbite, one regrettable moment, the one learning moment where this guy hit rock bottom. Had his dream job, lived in his dream house, had it all, and lost everything. A truly regrettable moment where this guy hit rock bottom, but got the help that he needed and has turned his life around. But you're not going to focus on that. You're not going to focus on a guy that needed help, got help, was largely accountable for it. Nope. No fun in that. Let's just go back to his, quote, bender reveal.
Get ready to ride on, baby.
It doesn't sound like a major D1 coach having things under control. Imagine that dude getting up in front of all the boosters like that. Get ready.
Get ready.
Dropping four-letter bombs. Slurring his words. Trying to hype the boosters up. All right, so maybe he was not fit for that job at that time. Again, got the help he needed. Tried to sue the school for a hell of a lot of money. Didn't work out. But got the help he needed. Bounced back in the NFL. Setting up our number two. Let me preview our number two. My thoughts on John Gruden. Rex in Albuquerque is on hold. The rare caller that I would promote and tease. That almost never happens. In the history of the show, there's maybe 10 guys like that. And I'm not even sure how Rex earned that. That favored nation status where I would promote it. We know what's going to happen. He's going to come on. He's going, hey, Jim. and then make some crack about diarrhea or something. It's more of a warning than a tease, honestly. Like, don't say that you weren't warned. Like, hey, whoa, whoa, Rome. We didn't know that you were going to Rex in Albuquerque. Yes, you do. You know. You've been warned. Deshaun Gibson in hour number three. David Shaw in the third hour, too. Hour number two, straight ahead.